If the Susitna River were a salmon nation, it would be the multicultural epicenter of Upper Cook Inlet. The Susitna River is the third most productive sockeye salmon river in Upper Cook Inlet, but also produces king salmon and abundant populations of chum, coho, and pink salmon. With so much diversity, it's difficult to monitor any one species. At the Yetna River sonar site, located on a major tributary of the Susitna River, Alaska Department of Fish and Game researchers are conducting several studies. They are trying to determine if new and old technology can count and sort Yetna salmon by species to provide commercial fisheries managers with an indicator of Susitna sockeye run strength. They say the trickiest part is the sorting.
We don't really want a fish count. We want a sockeye estimate.
That's Fish and Game sonar coordinator Suzanne Maxwell. Maxwell says the Yetna site uses sonar to count fish, but because sonar doesn't identify fish by species, the site also collects data using fish wheels.
Pink, two chums and a sockeye.
Technicians document the fish species caught in the fish wheels throughout the sockeye season. The fish wheels are like watermill wheels that scoop fish out of the river with large baskets.
Pink and a sockeye.
Uh-huh. Maxwell explains that data on the proportion of each species in the fish wheel catch and on the number of sonar-detected fish are examined together to produce the sockeye estimate.
We use the fish wheel to take that sonar count and divide that into species. So with the species count, then, we can tell you how many are sockeye.
Researchers call this species apportionment. For many years, Fish and Game believed the fish wheel catches closely represented the species composition of Yetna fish migrations and used the site's estimates as a management tool. But fish tagging studies started in 2006 suggested the Yetna site's sockeye estimates were biased low, and particularly when large numbers of pink salmon entered the river.
And so that indicated that pink salmon may be causing us to underestimate sockeye salmon abundance due to how the sonar count is apportioned using fish wheels.
That's Fish and Game fisheries research biologist Mark Ouellette. Ouellette says the tagging studies prompted Fish and Game to stop using the site for fisheries management in 2008. It also prompted new research, including a study to determine and correct for selectivity of the fish wheels.
I think the issue of fish wheel selectivity has to do with the size selectivity, mostly, that little fish are more apt to be caught in a fish wheel.
The little fish tend to be pink salmon. In another Yetna site study, Maxwell is looking into whether sonar might be used to apportion the pink salmon so that fish wheel apportionment can focus on sockeye, chum, coho, and king salmon. Sonar images can be used to measure fish lengths, and Maxwell hopes might be used to distinguish pink salmon based on their small size.
It's a little bit of a long shot. Some years when the pinks tend to be smaller and the sockeye tend to be larger, I think we have a really good distinction between them. But there are years when the pinks tend to be larger and the sockeye are smaller, which happened last year.
As Fish and Game conducted its third year of research into trying to resolve issues with the Yetna site estimates, Ouellette was cautiously optimistic.
I think the way it's going to turn out is that the correction for fish wheel selectivity will improve the estimate of sockeye abundance, and it may make it an adequate index, but it's not clear yet.
What is clear is that the fate of the site's sonar and fish wheels is inseparable. If Fish and Game restores the site to its role as a management tool, Yetna salmon will still be expected to line up for roll call.
Coho!
This is Patrice Cole reporting from the Yetna River sonar site.